What I'm getting from people the guy messaged me about this skateboard thing that I'm still all stuck on, and don't beat yourself up so much. I was wrong too, and like pardon my French. I do this live, and I don't mute the microphone because we're real here. Both George and I are. No, I'm not beating myself up, but understand this. I'm working on debuting. I am working on debuting multiple projects in my life for which I have been working 12 years, 7 to 12 years. Some of it's cloud service, some of it's YouTube, Bible teaching, vlogging, Taiwan life, acting, teaching computer. I'm working on debuting several different projects. But in order to do that, I need to be able to think. And when little things here and there bother me, I don't know how to think. And so I'm trying to get as much mileage out of this as I can. I, for the life of me, can't seem to figure out how to level up. And I'm praying about it, and all of a sudden this happens, whack, at the park. And I'm like, wow. Like, I can see that I'm wrong about something finally. Like, And you tell me I'm wrong. If you can prove it, I'll believe you in an instant. I will not argue and get defensive. And you know that about me. Anyone that knows me. So the problem is, because I'm so quick to acknowledge when I'm wrong, it's hard to find those things. And so this happens, and I didn't just strike water. I've struck oil. There's something here in this. What is wrong with my attitude? As much as I care about all people, why is it that in the heat of the moment, I don't automatically respond in the love and forgiveness that I deeply believe I should have? Why isn't it automatic? Why does it take me 5 seconds? And so I'm doing this soul searching and looking deep within myself. And it's not just orthoscopic. It's beyond that. Maybe I should go back to my friend and plug into the new age chakra machine and find out what my next emotional issues are. Actually, I don't need to this week anyway, because I've this happened. So I'm just probing deep down inside and just addressing my attitude. I walk outside and all of a sudden I forget that I was wrong, and then I start getting mad at people again. That happened this morning. What is wrong with me? So I'm busy digging deep, 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 deep down, looking at this, getting as much mileage as I can out of it. So no, my struggle is not to forgive myself. My struggle is to find out why in the world I'm doing this. So yeah, I'm a Leo, and yeah, I'm an Enneagram 9 wing 8. And so I shout when I'm not angry. And I've got all these things going on. Today I found out another one of my friends is a Leo. Goodness, we're like lions. We're neurotic. We get mad for no reason. So, all right, enough going through the details about this. As I'm looking at the different things that are happening in life, here I am in Taiwan, and I'm getting things in my life in order. It's really a miraculous experience. Got my first skateboard this week. Put that up on Instagram. Like bought the whole skateboard, assembled the whole skateboard by myself. And yeah, that was quite an experience. I don't know. It's like, if we want to get through the difficulty that we're in, we've got to look at what's going on within ourselves. What's happening in our own houses? What's happening in our own places where we work? What's really is my life in order? I don't need to worry about trying to get more YouTube views from a marketing perspective. I need to worry about becoming a better person. And then I can just turn on the iPhone and just spit it in front of the camera and people will eat it up because I've developed that much character. This is my strategy, and this is where I try to take things with my life. And it's like I said in the point, those shock moments are what show whether we're ready or they show us how to get more ready. So in looking at all that, it's like, okay, where's Apple's place in this? You know, the little tiny company that trademarked the name iPhone, Apple went and created a subsidiary. What do you know about this? Apple just tried to just take the name. You know the name iPhone is not, you don't see the trademark thing in front of it. Because supposedly it was somebody else's. And Apple wanted to buy it. The reports are that Apple created another subsidiary company, and that company tried to buy the name for $5 million or something like that. And the company wouldn't sell it. And then the company did digging and found out that it was Apple that owned this other company trying to buy the name. And the company just utterly refused. And in the end, Apple just used the name iPhone anyway without any permission and used tie-ups in court or something. They used the process to just bully their way through and get the name iPhone. Now, that was a really bully thing to do. At the same time, was the word iPhone ever going to be recognized as being useful for anyone else? Was that other little company ever actually going to make any money or what the name was worth off of it? No. They just thought of Apple's obvious name before Apple did. And they thought that they were going to get a vice on things. So the 500-pound gorilla sat wherever he wanted. That doesn't mean that he's a bully. Everyone's got to sit somewhere, man. So it's like, who was really wrong with that? So you've got, you know, the big guy needs to look after the little guy. And I would think it would be to Apple's credit if they went ahead and used the name. I don't know how it all panned out. I'd be curious. I'd hope that Apple went and used the name anyway and then paid a handsome reward to the company for stealing the name that they stole the existing idea from or whatever. So I don't know. There's a lot of arguments that go along over patents, but as I look at all these companies, as I look at Microsoft buying everybody, it's a major contrast to what one of my Taiwanese buddies says about Japan. In Japan, if you have a business startup, you've got a new idea, you're going to invent the whatever gadget that does whatever to help people, Sony or Toyota or something, a company might come along and buy your idea and keep you as the manager, and they will take care of you. That big company will serve you. They will respect you. They will make you proud of your idea. They will listen to you. They will take care of you. They're not just out absorbing the whole world. Now, that said, Garfield skipped the Sony president's birthday party and got fired from being Spider-Man. So, you know, no one's perfect. And there you've got a stereotypical East Asian arrogance. I wish that Sony had done better with that. But who am I to talk about not being polite in the heat of the moment? So, I don't know. It's been a fascinating week dancing around the issue of being offended and offending and how to deal with it. I don't know how to deal with it other than just keep dealing with it and never stop worrying about how I can be better. Never get distracted with why others are wrong. And never get distracted or tripped up over why I'm right. I just need to stand up for my right to exist. My right to have a place. Everybody's got to be somewhere. I can't apologize for existing. I'm not going to do that. But even that I can handle in humility if I have to. Just keep on going. Someone asked me this week, how are you, Jesse? I asked a person, I said, how are you? I said, I'm the same. I said, well, I'm always better.